Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Work takes up most of your time. That's why you should use Stamps.com to save time with your mailing and shipping and have flexibility to focus on more important things. Stamps.com can handle all your mailing and shipping needs with rates up to 88% off USPS and UPS. Add flexibility to your day with Stamps.com. Go to Stamps.com/program to sign up for a special offer. No contract, cancel anytime. That's Stamps.com/program.
Before we start the 4 o'clock hour here, Hard Rock Bet app, that's the place to be for 2025. If you haven't downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app yet, what are you waiting for? You got all this college football meaningful bowl games now and the championship game as well. You can grab a profit boost while you're at it. Hard Rock Bet, they've got all the action for the pro football playoffs as well. You can bet on the wild cards this weekend, divisional round, conference championships, and then, of course, the big game. When it's time for the big game, Hard Rock Bet is going all out. They're rolling out over $5.9 million in bonus bets and more. Grab supercharged offers like 59% odds boosts, deposit matches, bonus bets the whole week of the big game. It's going to be here before you know it. So go ahead and download the app now so that you don't miss out. Betting big game week is the best. If you want to give sports betting a try here in the new year, the Discover page in the Hard Rock Bet app is a great place to start. You can see what other people are betting, or you could choose pre-made bets and just lock them in as your own in a few taps. Try your first bet on any sport, pro football, college football, basketball, soccer, hockey, MMA, you name it. No matter what sport you bet, if your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. That's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. All you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app now. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. All right. Tuesday. There's been a head coach fired in the NFL, Antonio Pierce. We learned that in the last segment. We had the press conference from Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel earlier today, and the Heat are going to try to get back on track tonight. Let's do the headlines here because I want to have enough time this hour to play Talk About It Tuesday and give away the George Lopez tickets. So let's do official headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
We do have somewhat of an inner Miami story kind of brewing. I don't know if either of you saw this.
Nope.
I did not.
Do you guys care?
I don't, but...
What you got?
Neymar. He was asked by CNN if he could come to Inter Miami, and his quote was, obviously, playing again with Messi and Suarez would be incredible.
Mm. All right.
That'd be big time.
Pretty big name, pretty recognizable. This could be the spot where, you know, everyone comes and, you know, runs around on the pitch for a little while, gets bounced in the first round, and, you know, laughs all the way to the bank.
Ticket sales.
No, that would be pretty cool. You know me. I love the glitz and glamour of anything. Give me big names. I'd be happy if the Heat went out and replaced Jimmy Butler with Scottie Pippen. I'm talking about Scottie Pippen from my era.
The return of MSN in Miami. I mean, the way that we view the big three Miami Heat team is how Messi, Suarez, and Neymar, their time in Barcelona, winning a Champions League, That's how they're viewed around the sporting world, around the soccer universe.
MSN is a station on TV.
Well, no, not really. MSNBC. No,
MSNBC.
Is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. MSN is search
Microsoft
engine.
Network. That's a search engine, yeah.
They're a BC.
Homepage, if you will.
Okay.
No, there's no BC. No. Well, we gave it a shot. We gave it a shot here. That was fun. The Miami Heat.
Are you excited about that, Jimmy? Does that do anything for you?
Yeah, that's very exciting.
All right.
You hear it in your voice.
But that would be, listen, I watched Mike Tyson fight, you know, a couple months ago. You don't age out for me. I'll watch that stuff. I can't imagine it would be quality footy, Solana.
I thought there was plenty of quality from Messi and Suarez this year.
I'm just saying the three of them, I can't imagine that it would compare.
No. No,
to what people might, but it's the same thing with Tyson.
Yeah,
you watched out there was not exactly Mike Tyson in the 80s.
Yeah,
but this is Mike Tyson.
It's not that far removed.
It's not that far removed, right? Yeah. Like Neymar is still. I mean, he's coming off a torn ACL. He hasn't been able to play with that ridiculous contract he got in Saudi Arabia. But he's still on another level, quality wise. Than the majority of players in the MLS, as we saw with Messi being able to play half the games and still be the MVP, and as we saw with Suarez, right. Who everybody said couldn't move and came down here and led the league in goals and assists combined. Like, they're still on another level, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Anyways,
The
Miami Heat yesterday, things did not go well for them in the fourth quarter. They had a 17-point lead with 8 minutes to go, and it all kind of came crashing down. A 24-7 run for the Sacramento Kings. The game goes into an overtime, then it goes into a double overtime, and DeMar DeRozan goes 4-for-4, 9 points, single-handedly outscores Miami in that double overtime, and the Kings beat the Heat. Game one of a six-game road trip ends with a blown fourth quarter.
Feels like you had a little head start on the road trip. You were going to get one, and now you're playing from behind after a game you should have won. You want to guess what the line is tonight in Golden State?
Heat +5.
Lana?
Warriors -6.5.
Warriors -9.5.
Taking the Heat.
Okay. Have fun.
Have fun. I felt good for three quarters.
What's concerning is the fact that yesterday, Tyler Hero set a career high in minutes. He played 49. Like, the entire starting lineup all played north of 40 minutes. They went into a double overtime, and then now, second night of a back-to-back, have fun chasing Steph Curry around for 48 minutes.
Yeah. I was so, not that I'm rooting against someone, but I am rooting against Solana. So he put Jaime Jaquez Jr. on triple-double alert. And when I tell you I was rooting for Jaime Jaquez Jr. not to touch the ball again for the rest of the night, because I wanted Solana to put him on triple-double alert and then him come out with a zero-double at the end of the game.
4-2-1.
He got it, though. He got his first career triple-double yesterday.
Yeah.
Got the start, got the triple-double. I mean, it took him two overtimes, but...
I mean, I had 16 drafts written. I had tumblers ordered for everyone with Solana's triple-double alert.
There is some Jimmy Butler news. I don't know how much you guys are interested in the rumblings here, but okay. Yesterday, Jimmy Butler obviously serving his second game of 7 suspension, right? Game 2 of his 7-game suspension. He stayed back in Miami, obviously, and he posted pictures along with a couple Heat assistants training in the Miami Heat's workout room, in their gym, and Anthony Chang... And the Miami Herald did report yesterday that the Heat has zero interest in letting Jimmy Butler receive the remainder of his $48.8 million contract at the completion of his suspension and just sit at home. So as of now, they are operating under the belief that if there is no trade partner suitable, and Barry Jackson reported earlier today at like 12-something that the Heat hadn't gotten anything that they thought was worth the value of Jimmy Butler. If there is no trade partner between now and 2 weeks from now or next week when Jimmy Butler's suspension is over, the expectation is that he will return to the team. Chris Haynes today reported that with his new Haynes briefs, which shocked me a little bit. It was weird to watch him.
That's a great that's a great title. Haynes briefs.
Crispy Haynes briefs.
That's clever.
But just the way he ended it, he's like, "That is your Haynes brief." I don't know. It just struck me. I hadn't seen one of those before. But he basically said that there are teams being notified.
Because you know what a Haynes brief is? That's the underwear.
Yeah.
Haynes briefs.
Yeah. Tidy whities.
Clever.
Yeah.
It is.
Does he do the report in briefs?
I hope not.
You'd get more views.
What?
Right.
Anybody wear briefs?
If I'm feeling particularly Randy that day.
Randy. Everybody, we wear the boxer briefs, right? Everybody got the legs on their drawers now.
Mine are built in. I wear the bird dogs. I don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah. But the bird dogs have the legs covered.
Yeah. But like to bed? To bed? You'll wear shorts to bed?
I wear like sports shorts.
No draws.
No draws. Not wearing any draws right now. I'm wearing my sports shorts.
Yeah. Tell Lori to watch out.
We don't need to see that. You can sit down. We don't need to see that. Good luck. But you don't wear underwear underneath just like basketball shorts?
No.
Huh.
Like through the world.
Around
like
the house?
The world?
I'm around the house.
Around the house, I'm with you. But in the world, I got to put some draws on.
Well, yeah. First of all, I'm not wearing Adam Sandler shorts around the world anymore. It's 2025.
In the house, though, you guys don't wear your underwear?
No draws in the house.
Weird.
What are you protecting?
But what do you want so much freedom for?
I mean that's my basic tenet. Freedom.
Mm-hmm. I like the man to be able to, you know, live too.
Yeah. Well, anyways, in the Haynes briefs, we found out that teams are being notified that they shouldn't trade for Jimmy Butler because he doesn't have interest in playing for specific teams.
I will tell you, this is negotiations obviously playing out in public. If the Heat makes it clear that we're not just going to park him for $48 million, that he's going to be back playing for us, it takes away some of the leverage of a team who might be interested in him and saying to themselves, they'll take whatever because they're going to eat $48 million and he's never going to play for them again. So let's lowball him. So the Heat come out and go, oh, no. Don't get it twisted. This dude's back in the lineup the moment his suspension's over. So there's obviously some jockeying going on.
But the Heat, they're playing from a deficit with this one.
They are.
Like, yeah, we're gonna make him play. You're going to make him play? We just watched you make him play, and he stood in the corner.
I'm just telling you, if you can change the offer from one thing to another, even if it's nominal, by saying, no, we're not just going to, you know, put him on ice. Like, other organizations may do that. We're not. And again, that's a little bit of calling Jimmy Butler's bluff as well. Because remember, this suspension is unpaid. They make it clear that we're going to activate you and you're going to play. And then he decides that he's going to do the same shenanigans again. Well, now they've got cause to suspend him again for 10 games.
Exactly.
And now they're lessening even more of the financial impact towards their bottom line. Not that it affects the salary cap, but it's less that they have to give them. So it's a game of chicken.
That's a tough game to play now.
The game of chicken.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the NBA Players Association has filed an appeal on that 7-game suspension, saying that's unwarranted. You don't like his behavior. You can't, because what does it work out to, like $3 million?
Yeah, a little over $2.5 million,
Yeah. He's going to get his money, but just that back and forth of, okay, go stand in the corner again. 10 games. Okay, like, I'm on the court. What do y'all, you know, what do you want me to do? We made you the point guard. Okay, I passed it. Like,
it's going to be fun as hell to watch. I'm telling you.
You know what I'm saying? There's no trackable stats on if you're playing hard or not.
I'm betting his overs first game back because it's going to be like 6.
I think there is something trackable there. Like, I understand that it's hard, I guess, to put it on paper, but I think there is something trackable there because Jimmy Butler this season showed you what his role was before this got really ugly. So how does a player who's claiming to be healthy, how does a player go from averaging 18 points and his usage percentage being one thing and his attempts at the rim being one thing and his assists and his deflections being one thing over a sample size go to standing in the corner, usage rating is the lowest we've seen, and defensively he's not competing at the same level? Like, I don't know exactly how that gets...
Players fall off, though. If I'm the NBA Players Association, I could argue that.
Right, so. but if he gets traded, and all of a sudden he's back to being the guy he was prior to that,
and we've seen that before too.
Yeah,
saw that with James Harden.
No, Solana, and we talked about it when it happened the other night. You were like, if you watched the game, you saw that he is not trying, and everybody saw it. But to Hawk's point, as the NBA Players Association, no. He was on the court. He was playing. We put up 4 shots, 6 shots, whatever it was. Like, he was trying to contribute. He just had an off night.
You may not like his attitude. You may not like what he's saying post-game, but you can't suspend him 7 games for that. Kendrick Perkins called them out on Twitter. And you know Perk loves Spo and Pat Riley, and he said, that's crazy.
Yeah. He's going to get all his money. Carry on. Jimmy's not going to miss a penny of his salary this season. Watch.
Yeah, Perk loved Pat Riley and Heat culture when it benefited him in the bubble. And the first avenue he had to get off that exit ramp, he took it. Guy's a clown. Come on. What are we doing there?
Yeah, he should have stuck with him. There's nothing like being a fan of this team. I mean, you should have stayed up late last night. Watch the game, Perk.
Carry on.
The Florida Panthers, they lost yesterday to the Colorado Avalanche 3-1. They had a 1-0 lead after the first period. They got outscored.
I got sucked in by one of those Hard Rock boosts. Yeah. They had Panthers team total, 3 goals or more, was -170. They made it 120. I jumped at it like a fish.
Yeah, they get you.
Oh, they got one on the line on that one. I saw that lure. I was like,
Now you in the bucket with ice on your back.
That's exactly right.
I feel like the Panthers are in a slump, but they're fine. They're
right.
Second place in the Atlantic Division. They have 50 points, 4 behind the Maple Leafs, who they beat already this year. They're 6-4 in their last 10. Like, they're fine. They're going to make the playoffs. It's okay. Yeah.
I mean, we kind of, after last season, we expected them to go undefeated this season, and it hasn't worked out that way.
By the way, if you're keeping tabs at home, the Miami Marlins have still not spent a dollar this offseason.
Jimmy, I forget.
He was ready.
Damn.
He was ready.
I'm not giving him the satisfaction.
The NFL did release, by the way, the 2025 opponents officially for next season for every team. I know we had kind of gone through this when it was leaked a couple weeks ago, but... Your home games next season for the Dolphins, The Buffalo Bills.
Win.
The New England Patriots.
Win.
The New York Jets.
Win.
Baltimore Ravens.
Win.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Win.
Ooh.
The Saints.
Win.
The Buccaneers.
Win.
The Chargers.
Win.
And the Commanders.
Yeah, that's a win. Get your home season ticket package now, because I'll tell you what Chris Greer puts together, you're not going to believe what you see.
That's a hell, because I'm just doing the math. So they pulled the AFC North and the NFC South. Those aren't easy.
They're not.
I mean, easy divisions.
And Ooh. Then your away games, Buffalo, obviously, New England, New York. You're at Atlanta.
Yeah, NFC South.
At Carolina. Loss.
Oh, you're torn on that game.
I'm going in Panthers gear. They play in Cleveland again next year, which is just ridiculous. Two straight years in going having to go to Cleveland should be a crime.
Right.
Easy wins.
Pittsburgh and then Indianapolis next year.
Tough schedule.
Man, AFC North are all playoff teams. That's Baltimore, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh.
Doesn't matter, though, when you've got the big three at the helm. Don't scare me.
The Chargers. Yeah, Jack. They got a hell of a little thing going.
All right, guys. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It is a gorgeous afternoon. There happens
chilly.
To not be a single cloud in the sky. I just defaulted to that. But it is, it's like in the low 70s right now, and it's going to get even colder.
Is it that warm?
Low 70s? It's pretty cold,
yeah, 63
bro.
In Boca.
Yeah, 64 in Miami. Like I said, in the mid-60s right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 50s. Ooh, how about that?
Yeah, 40s Wednesday and Thursday.
It's 20 degrees up here.
40s?
Yeah, what? Don't you do the weather every day? Don't you look at the coming forecast?
Never. Wow, man, it's going to be in the 40s later this week.
All right, we're going to play a little Twin Peaks talk about it Tuesday in the next segment.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Smoke your grape swisher sweets if you got them.
Hawk and Crowder.
Gonna play.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Play a little talk about it Tuesday. Talk. We talk about Cheetah Pompano for a sec. Great spot to watch maybe some wild card action this weekend or when there's a big fight card. They got HD TVs throughout the club and VIP areas, 4 stages of entertainment, and the most beautiful ladies in all of South Florida. Cheetah Pompano has an amazing complimentary gourmet lunch till 3 p.m. every day. Got happy hour specials till 6 p.m. They also have a full dinner menu in the evening as well. So again, perfect spot to hunker down, watch some playoff football, have a good time. Don't forget, if you're an in the biz worker, work at a hotel, restaurant, bar, nightclub, you're eligible for some great specials from the Cheetah. They really take care of in the biz folks better than anyone. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well. Get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. You know, my friend Van used to work at Magic 102.7. He works at Cheetah Pompano. Just happened to post, this is apropos of nothing, happened to post on Facebook the other day. He loves homemade chili. He's a good cook. Made a big bucket of homemade chili, the beans, the meat, all that stuff. But he prefers to eat it cold out of the fridge.
Mm.
I've never heard of such a thing. There's a couple food takes that have shocked me over the years. Brett Romberg putting ketchup on pancakes always sticks out to me as one of the oddest food takes of all time. But cold chili is mind-blowing to me.
It's called chili.
You are correct there. Chili, why do you have to eat something called chili? You have to eat it hot. But for me, the reason that you have a bowl of chili is, you know, it's one of those stick to your bones kind of meals, you know, where you're a little chilly and you want to warm up and you get a nice hot bowl of chili and it's got a little kick to it. And I don't know. I just can't imagine eating it cold.
Yeah, that's nasty. Vance,
what are you doing?
Vance, what are you doing? Because what cold doing, meat, Vance? Cold beans.
Yeah, it's cold meat and cold beans.
That's nasty. That's ridiculous. And you could put your little crackers in it and little onions and cheese will melt on top.
Right, like if you put the crackers in it, like it loses the effect of everything. You put in the shredded cheese, it melts over it. Oh. I just don't understand cold chili. It just, I don't know what would ever possess you to try it that way in the first place.
Lack of electricity.
Right, that's about it.
Yeah. I made a shepherd's pie the other day. That was delicious.
I love shepherd's pie. One makes shepherd's pie.
I know. I got to make you my shepherd's pie. It's man.
You make the pie crust, or you buy a pre-made?
No, we don't do it. We just do the insides.
Well, what is it covered with?
So you put
shepherd's pie is like a pot pie where you got to dig through the pie.
No, shepherd's pie is you take a big like a glass pan. You make ground beef and you put your onions and your peppers. Right.
I gotta think because Lori's made it before. There's no pie crust to it.
No, there's no pie crust. You put the ground beef on the bottom, then you put your vegetables. You put like carrots and peas and green beans. All second layer.
Yeah, you're right. It's the potatoes on top.
Mashed potatoes.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking of. Not pie crust.
And then the fourth layer is the cheese, and then you broil it and make the cheese crisp up on top. Oh my goodness gracious!
I want some shepherd's pie right now.
I'll make you some.
I don't fault you for not knowing that right off the bat, though, Hawk, because it does confuse me. It's called a pie, but there's no crust to it. That can get confusing.
But there is a topping that looks pie-like because when the potatoes brown over the top, it kind of like you're breaking through something to get to the meat a la a chicken pot pie, but you're breaking through potatoes.
Yes. And with cheese, you got to always put the shredded cheese on top.
You don't have to.
Yeah, you do.
Well, you don't.
You put peas in there? Peas in the shepherd's pie? Love peas.
Carrots, peas, green beans. And sometimes I'll mix broccoli florets in the mashed potatoes.
Love a broccoli florette.
So it's meat, it's veggies, it's potatoes, it's cheese. Oh my goodness, man. I think I might make the best shepherd's pie in the world.
It sounds like it.
It's what I'm eating for lunch. No joke. Or dinner tonight. Shepherd's pie.
Where from?
I made it, but it's chicken-based rather than ground beef-based.
You already made it, just coincidentally?
Yeah, it's not layered yet, and it's not going to be as extravagant as Crowder's explaining, but yeah, I have mashed potatoes.
You just have some grilled chicken chunks in the fridge?
You're going to throw some chicken on potatoes.
And a green giant can of corn.
I have grilled chicken already cut up. I have my mashed potatoes with me, and I have just a bunch of cheese.
With you?
I brought them.
You don't travel without them?
I'm going to be here till 3 in the morning again tonight. So
Food. I was picturing you making it at home, but traveling with your potatoes wherever you go today. So wait, you have at the radio station unassembled shepherd's pie?
Yes. And I will.
Okay, so you just have some chicken and potatoes.
Yeah.
But I have cheese on top, too, and it's all going to get layered nicely, thrown into the microwave, and it will be a shepherd's pie.
Not shepherd's pie.
It's not shepherd's pie.
First of all, chicken. What is doing
that?
He literally has no ingredients to shepherd's pie other than potatoes.
And cheese.
You're much closer to a chicken pot pie than you are a shepherd's pie. All right, let's play Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. We have a big open for this?
We do, Hawk.
All right.
I'm going to play here.
For what? Huh?
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Pick three restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
All right. What do you have for us, Solana?
I'll take it from here. So the Super Bowl MVP odds were released. I saw them today. Patrick Mahomes is your favorite at plus 400. Jared Goff, plus 500. Josh Allen, plus 650. Lamar Jackson, plus 700. Jalen Hurts, plus 1400. I guess technically I'm asking you, as of today, who you're picking to win the Super Bowl, but specifically, if you had to place a bet on it right now, who are you betting to be the Super Bowl MVP of the upcoming Super Bowl?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. I like the qualifier there. Who are you betting to be the Super Bowl MVP of the upcoming Super Bowl?
This year?
Of last year's or okay. 3 years from now. This is the upcoming year.
Okay.
Oh, you know, it's because I feel like Detroit is a team of destiny, but the problem is, and we face this throughout the season, how do you bet against Kansas City until they show you that you shouldn't be betting Kansas City? So by asking who are you picking to be Super Bowl MVP, you're really asking who's going to win the Super Bowl. And I can't pick KC over Detroit just yet. As much as I think this is Detroit's magical season, I would probably go with the favorite, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I do think it's coming out of the AFC. I'm with you, the whole, you know, destiny and all that, but I don't think Detroit and Philly and all of them, I just think the AFC is so much stronger. So I think it's going to be one of the AFC quarterbacks. And I think, to your point, Hawk, I'm not saying Kansas City's not good. I just think it's going to be one of them other two teams. I think with Derrick Henry now in Baltimore, just what I've seen them do, I think they're catching fire. The Bills are playing well. But I think that the Baltimore Ravens win the Super Bowl. And this is the best. This is the quarterback on the Super Bowl winning team. Let's not say Super Bowl MVP. It's going to be the quarterback on the best team. I'm going with Lamar Jackson.
Hard to argue that. It's hard to argue KC, Buffalo, or Baltimore.
One of those three.
Jimmy, who's your Super Bowl MVP for the upcoming Super Bowl?
I'm going to take Patrick Mahomes. Because he's
Mahomes
been there.
Riding with me?
Yeah.
You're my ride or die?
Yeah.
All right. Solana?
He's ride or die.
He's my ride or die.
That's, I don't like it.
No team in Super Bowl history has three-peated before. It's not going to happen this year. The Chiefs, they might have the best record. They might have the number one overall seed. They might look like they have all the pieces, but to three-peat is another animal. I hate to do this, but I'm going to go Josh Allen. Mm. If I had to put money on it right now, I think the Bills have been the best team. I think they're built to go win a Super Bowl this year. And I hate to do it. I will be in hell if the Buffalo Bills win a Super Bowl. But I have a gut feeling this is their year.
I think Solana does these as if he's doing a CBS Sports Radio Minute. Like, he writes them out where he goes, no team has three-peated in modern era football. But it's not going to happen this time either. And like it's got the delivery of like Zach Gelb at the top of the hour.
Solana, we off the hip, baby. Just come off the hip.
You guys didn't know that I'm literally doing this as a CBS Sports Minute. Jimmy, chop that up.
Repackage them. Yeah. Repurpose them.
No team.
All right, what else you got, Solana?
This would be weird to send to CBS Sports as a sports minute. North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, I don't know if you guys saw this, he has reportedly banned hot dogs from North Korea.
I did not see that.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I think he's trying to keep Western influence from Korea. Right. Hot dogs, obviously, known as, you know, food from the United States of America. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not, but when you think of American foods, what do you think of? Burgers, hot dogs, French fries, and pizza, right? Which American
Italian.
Food? Yeah.
What about grilled cheese? Is grilled cheese, you think that's an American food?
I was really just trying to storm right ahead here. Which American food would you least be able to live without for the rest of your life? So you have to pick one of these. Hot dogs.
Least? That's the strangest phrasing of
it's
a question.
It's not. It's really
least
not.
Be able to live without.
To live without. You have to pick one of these that I'm about to list. Hot dogs, French fries.
I really don't understand. Which food do I not want to live without?
You have to pick one. Three are going to go.
Which food can you live without?
Can you not live
which
without?
Can I live without?
Oh, which food? If so, three are gone and one has to stay.
What? Explain this to me like I'm five, Solana.
So four options. We only get one?
Now I'm confused. Which food would you least be able to live without for the rest of your life? Hot dogs.
I don't understand what that means. I can least be able to live without.
So we could. This is out of our diet. There's one that's out of the diet.
Yeah, one.
We're picking one to remove.
I don't know. I guess I didn't write this out very clearly, and I apologize because now I'm very confused.
Pick. So do we pick three or one?
The loser moves to North Korea.
Let's just move on.
I like the question. Let's go.
Forget it.
But I don't understand the question. Wait, is this the food I can least live without?
Least live without.
So you have to pick one that you wouldn't lose of four.
Gotcha. So one. I can keep one of the four.
The most important one to you. Which of these, essentially, which of these foods do you like the most? Hot dogs, French fries, burgers, or pizza?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Oh, I go sausage lasagna.
You took my answer.
Sausage lasagna. Oh. French fries.
I don't. This is the one that I'm keeping out of the four.
If you can only have, this is how I'm taking it. I don't know what Solana said, but I'm taking it as I have to pick one. The other three are off the table.
For the rest of your life. What are the four choices again?
Hot dogs, French fries, burgers, or pizza.
Ooh. It's either French fries or pizza, because I love them both.
Yeah.
I like a burger, I like a hot dog, but I could live without them.
Also, a burger, you could just have a steak sandwich.
Right. I mean, there's ways to, yeah.
And nobody wants a hot dog. That's terrible.
I think pizza. Because you know what? You can get a hash brown, say, get your fried potato fixed. I love French fries more than anything, but I think pizza probably even more. I got to keep pizza.
But then you can get a flatbread.
Yeah. Nothing like a slice of za.
Good old za.
Yeah.
I go French fries. God, French fries are special.
Jimmy, which one could you least most not live without?
I'm going to go with pizza.
All right. Riding with me. Ride or die. That's my ride or die right there.
I hate that. I hate
it. Solana?
I think I'm going to go burger here.
Burger?
It would be funny if you just passed. dumb question pass.
Least, not want, not least, most.
Woo, that was tough.
Yeah, hard to go through that, man. That was.
Did they not? Did spell check? They didn't correct that question.
No, they did. You read it back to yourself when you wrote it?
I wrote it really early this morning. And I didn't read it back.
What'd you come up with? Least not want to live without?
Oh, no. Which American food, and I put that in quotations, would you least be able to live without for the rest of your life?
And there was no green line under there?
No.
big flashing alert. The paperclip didn't immediately pop up.
Jumping around.
All right, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up. We've got George Lopez tickets to give away in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk more Dolphins and Heat. And I don't know what happened there. It's funny. It's not a bad question. I just didn't understand it.
No one did.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Go the spinner!
Hawk and Crowder.